are you?
Bridget Spider, now with Flan.
So here we go.
Wednesday edition of the show, and in a moment we'll give you the Thursday morning business that rocks. A clue for that one, so you could be $1,000 richer if you've registered triplem.com.au.
And we want to get your calls too about bragging about some of the bets you've had. There's a couple of guys who had a $6 multi, 15-leg multi, end up winning just over $200,000.
Oh my God.
Everyone who does love a bit of a flutter responsibly enjoys doing a multi every now and then, and for it to come off, it's just so exciting.
Mate v mate, hate v hate, state within the state.
What's happened?
You know what's happened?
What's happened?
Operation Wooden Spoon.
Yes!
We are determined for the Broncos to be Hannah Persily this wooden spoon because they deserve it this year.
You call yourself the capital.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
You're a disgrace.
That's right. Jeez, we get angry
the
talking about
river.
It.
Brown River.
Why do we all talk like this when we talk about it?
You stupid mud flats and mosquitoes and midges.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not even a real beach.
We have an ally in Operation Wooden Spoon.
Oh, yes.
We need someone to make the wooden spoon. Yeah. We mean it.
You got a code name.
Yeah.
The Timberwolf.
You're good at that. You're really good at that. Anyway, it will unfold today. We do want to genuinely hand a wooden spoon over to the Broncos before the game.
Oh, yes.
On Thursday, so they've got something to celebrate.
Cowboys v Broncos. Broncos, go down. Go down to Browntown.
I want to cement it. Cement the wooden spoon into their practice ground at Red Hill.
Yeah?
Like a gnome. And look, you may have heard that the COVID bubble has been extended further to the south to include Byron Bay and five provinces and shires in that area.
Glen Innes.
Yeah, Glen Innes is involved as well. So effectively the border's been moved 200 kilometres to the south or so. And I can tell you, we've met a resident of Byron Bay called Serenity Safe Harbour who's not happy about it.
Business that rocks. Clue for tomorrow. Events.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Events. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like fun zone, party hire or something.
Cinemas.
Not events.
Nah, cinemas are too big.
Public hangings.
Could be. I'm not ruling it out.
Where
You'll
are they
see it
based?
In the future. You watch.
Where are they based?
Merrimack. There's two clues for you. All right.
Yeah, probably not hangings.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's more of a Mudra thing. Righto. Make sure you listen tomorrow if you've registered. Here's the rest of the show. Let's go. Regular personality that's been on the show the last few weeks, almost a spokesperson for Byron Bay, you'd say, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Yeah, we met Serenity as the captain coach of the AFL team down there, the Byron Bay Ferals.
Ah, the Ferals, yes.
And he's heard overnight that the Queensland border effectively has been moved, say, 100 kilometres south.
Mm.
You know, he thinks Queensland's growing, and I've got to say, he's overreacting.
My chosen rainbow province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. Last of the remaining eco-astral spirit warriors of TP12 Wigwam Way Fern Gully Byron Bay. Welcome to my gratitude journal where I express my gratitude. Yeah. Literally shaking. Overnight, the Queensland government used the pandemic as an excuse to move the Queensland borders south. Fascists annexing Lismore, Byron Bay, Richmond Valley Casino and Ballina. All of which now lie behind the Iron Curtain of Queensland. The hippie capital has fallen. And on the spring equinox, barbarians who serve Palachuk, the iron butterfly. I am grateful for spring equinox, when the days are longer and the nights are stronger than moonshine. Not that size matters. Grateful for my normal size down here. Thanks to the iron butterfly's aggression, still literally shaking, the glorious northern land of love has been split in twain, or asunder, whichever is the worser. The government timed their attack to coincide with the annual Byron Bay Spring Equinox Heart, Mind, Boobs and Blurter Festival, when the hardly working people of the Rainbow Province rejoice, playing games like hide the yam, hide the homebrew, hide the sausage. Vegetarian? No. Grateful? Yeah. While we were sleeping, accessing our higher selves and doing a little astral, the Queensland government pinched Ballina. Yeah. The big prawn.
How dare they? A whole generation of kids will never know how big a poo tube in a prawn can be. I mean, it's like a ship's rope. You'll marvel. You really will. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm grateful for giant poo tubes. One particularly militant druid elder has seceded from the Commonwealth and now claims to rule all of Nimbin. Not a big surprise. Gary's a bit bossy. We call him Nim Bin Laden. Not to his face. Don't tell him I said that. He'll go burko. The Iron Butterfly, you leave me no alternative but to insist you immediately return the Northern Rivers to the people of the Rainbow Province. What's next? Work for the Dole? We're not. Be suburban. Grateful for JobKeeper. Aloha mahalo. See ya, ya, ya. Serenity Safe Harbour out.
We have a top secret operation underway.
Hey, hey. Yep.
It's called
terrible song.
Yeah, it's called Operation Wooden Spoon, and we love this because the Broncos are sitting 16th on the NRL ladder as we chat. They've got exactly 1 day, 10 hours, 15 minutes and 28 seconds, 27 seconds, 26, until they win their first Wooden Spoon. This, what we love about this is the fact that, yeah, they've got 6 premierships, they've got 4 minor premierships, they've got 2 World Cups and 2 women premierships, but they have not got a Wooden Spoon, and because of their cockiness and their arrogance.
Yeah.
And now they can never, ever, ever say, we haven't got a wooden spoon because
yes.
they've got it forever.
It's due.
It's so due.
It's overdue.
Mate, I lived in Brizzy when the Broncos started their first year, right? And you did not have to pay to go to the footy. I was so excited anyway. Right?
Yeah, right?
But they were just giving away. Wherever you went in Brisbane, there was free Broncos tickets. If you wanted to go to the game, you just go to a cafe, find the wonky table and pull it out from underneath the third
row.
Like, honestly, it was like that. And it's so lovely, so many years later, for tickets to be just so easy to get the Broncos game
fan. Yeah, and for years and years, they've looked down at the Titans. They've shown us disrespect.
Yep, I
they've
agree.
Laughed when we've won the Wooden Spoon. And yeah, we've owned it, so it's about time they own it. So Operation Wooden Spoon is about getting a spoon delivered straight there to the headquarters of the Broncos so they can put it straight, nice, pride and proud in the middle of their trophy cabinet because you can't deny it. It's there in the history books with no asterisks.
For those people who call up and go, oh, but we have it this, you don't forget the Titans. Yeah, we know. But we were due.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And we accepted it. We owned it. We had that spoonful of concrete, a wooden spoonful, and swallowed it. But you know what? I cannot wait to see this game for two reasons.
Oh.
I'm a Cowboys supporter.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And to see the Broncos go down, my old team from Brisbane, by the way, that I have totally just turned on about 20 years ago, for me, this is like going to be a State of Origin game, seeing New South Wales lose a series. That's how good it's going to feel.
That's how delicious it's going to be for you.
Oh, so delicious.
But the biggest thing is trying to find a wooden spoon that's going to stand
big enough
out.
One, you know?
What's suitable? Well, nothing you're going to get in Woolworths or Coles. We need something big. We need something that's going to stand out. People can see it and say, you know what? Yep, we will. Well, they've got no other choice. We want to make it big enough so it has to sit in pride of place of their foyer so people can see it and say, you know what? Yeah, they've got one. Mm. And, you know, put Anthony Seibold on it, put the players' names on it.
Yeah, the Seibold spoon. Look, we have a development.
Ooh.
Because we put the call out yesterday, and
yes,
next,
we did.
We're going to speak to an absolute legend.
He's a legend now.
He
is
wants
he?
To get involved with Operation Wooden Spoon.
Oh, this is good.
Darren from Timberwolf and Co.
That's a great name, Darren.
Thank you.
I love it.
Where are you
going? I thought about it with my own brain.
Oh, thank you, my brain. I'm very proud of you, Brian.
So, how long have you been making giant wooden spoons for the Broncos?
well, hopefully this will be my first if they get it.
Yeah. Oh, don't say if. Please don't say if.
What do you do normally? Yeah, Timberwolf and Co. What do you do? Because you put your hand up and said, "Look, I'm happy to make you a wooden spoon." Is that the industry you're in?
No, I'm not a professional wooden spoon builder. That's for sure.
It's a niche market.
Not really, because you think...
Especially the giant ones.
Mm.
Yeah, but around Australia, there's probably about 2,000 teams that get it every year.
Yeah, plenty of losers.
Yeah, that's true.
And in many kitchens too, besides.
Yeah, good point.
Well, what do you normally do? What do you do day to day?
Yeah, so normally what we do is we make a lot of timber wall art so people hang on their walls. Big sliding doors, barn doors, things like that, furniture and tables and all that cool stuff. Yeah.
They're right in those barn doors. A sliding yes, barn door, absolutely. That is cool.
But ours are better than anybody else's.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what the quote is to get the work done, if there is any. Are you donating your services? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you are, thank you very much. But what I'm thinking is maybe we want to preserve the faces of the players who failed so miserably for the capital, and maybe we can make it a bit of a totem pole kind of wooden spoon.
Oh, this is effort. Is there any chance? Is there any chance of faces? Like Mount Rushmore on a spoon.
Yeah.
But
Mount Spoonmore.
Even if you just had the actual egg part of the spoon with Seabolt.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just the man most responsible.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, the Seabolt spoon.
Yeah.
It's just so delicious.
Do you think that's possible,
Well, I think anything's possible when it comes to the Broncos getting the spoon. I'm just hoping it happens.
I'm just glad you answered. I thought you would have hung up.
So this is a satisfying job for you. You also want the Broncos to get the wooden spoon. Are you with us? You think that they are
absolutely
cocky,
absolutely.
They strut, they think they could never, ever be the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, I think so. They're a great club, but I reckon it's their time.
Yeah, it's their time.
They're a crap club and we don't like them. straight out there, arrogant, they're cocky, they'll tell you how many flags they've won, but now they can tell us how many wooden spoons. How big are we looking for the dimensions. Wooden spoon? What are you...
Size
what's
matters.
Your, yeah, what's your visualisation?
Oh, as big as you want, mate. We can make it as big as the players if you want.
Are you kidding? So can you do it? Are you going to do it from one piece of glorious wood?
Yeah, one tree.
Or,
Yeah, I could do that. Or we could, stick a few bits together. Well, whatever you want.
I think it could be about a metre. 1.2. It's a nice size. We can carry it and then it can still fit in the frame in the front of the foyer of the Broncos.
Yeah, it's got to be mobile so we can put it everywhere.
That's true.
Can I ask, sorry, Bridge, last one. Mm. Can we have like a nice little bit on the bottom so it stands up pride and proud? Mm.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem for Timberwolf.
I
think
so
it needs to be taller than Spider because you want that submissive feeling around a giant spoon. I never thought I'd say that on radio.
Well, there you go. Yeah, true. If you're presenting Spider, you're a very large human being.
Yeah,
and it's going to look smaller if you're holding it.
Look up at it. This giant
spoon. Maybe 1.2 isn't enough.
No.
Might have to trim back around the base a bit so it looks bigger.
Okay. 2 metres we're going.
How are we going to transport a spoon that big? Come on, guys.
I can get around.
Yeah, you got the Isuzu.
Surely there's someone who's listening who's got a lorry.
Well, look, Darren, the idea is we want to deliver it to them just before the game tomorrow night, just to put just really instill the fear into them, and then it's ready to go as soon as the final whistle blows 80 minutes later when they inevitably collect it. Do you think you can turn it around in that time for us?
Ooh, it's going to be a stretch, but I'll give it a crack.
Yes!
No such thing as no, already. Darren. No.
Timberwolf. Thanks, Darren. $6. How do you turn that into 200?
Well, I'm going to talk about that. And we want to know, too, 13, 27, 10, about any of your betting brags. Have you put on a multi? Have you put on a bet that's just got up? We want you to brag. So give us a call, 13, 27, 10, because some guys overnight, they put a multi on an NFL game. Now, a multi is where you'll pick multiple games over the weekend. It doesn't matter if it's sport, if it's horses, if it's dogs, if it's trots, whatever it is. And they all run into each other. So they've all got to win, 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 which means it's a multi. So it keeps adding up. The more legs in a multi you have, the more you can win. So these guys put on a multi bet, start out at a $6 investment. And, of course, then they had a 15-leg multi. So the first one won, then the second one won, then the third one won, then the fourth one won, all the way to 15 winners in a row, and they won $202,000.
Okay, I don't understand anything you just said, but that is amazing. Got the 200 grand bit. That's
from $6 to 202.
And so legs.
Yeah. In the States, they call it a parlay. I was in Vegas once having a fantastic time. In Caesar's Palace, they have like 50 TV screens, and they're betting on everything around the world, and it's crazy. And I was standing next to a guy who'd come to Vegas, and he had $100 left in the world. He had two kids and a business, a wife, and he was broke. It was right in the middle of the global financial crisis.
Yeah.
And he went to Vegas at 100 spare, and he put on a parlay, and I stood with him while it won and won and won. He still had nothing, and it was going to save his business if it won. He won $250,000. $1,000
really?
On a college football game. Oh, please, absolutely.
Yeah, but he only put $6 on it.
He hardly had anything on it at all. And when it won, I was standing next to this bloke. He was a giant. I was 130 kilos at the time, right? He was a much bigger man than me.
Wow.
And he picked me up and he hugged me and he said, "How do you feel?"
Really?
I said, "How do I feel? I think I'm pregnant. I couldn't be happier."
I would have been. I feel like crap because you won it and I got nothing.
And it's my ribs that are broken.
Yeah. I had a bet. I remember Geelong Cup years and years ago, myself and a mate, we just boxed a trifecta. There was four horses in the trifecta. So
don't even try it. You've tried for years to explain it to me.
Out of the four horses, three of them had to come first, second and third. Right. And it got up. So we invested $24 and walked away with $15,000. And that was like a huge... I remember walking in training and he rung me. I was so excited at training. I was absolutely on fire. But you get so excited. But we want to know. Give us a call on those betting brags. Brag about some of your bets because you've got one, Rich, haven't you?
I got one.
Come on.
I have no idea how to read those TAB things. Yeah. Absolutely not a clue what I was doing.
Mm.
I'd had a few at the Cranbourne RSL. I put money on the doggies.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
Lost.
Oh, the
I went up to the counter and went, "Oh, I don't think I've won anything." She goes, "Yeah, $200. Yeah. I said, "My dog lost." She said, "You put it on the trots."
Perfect. That's so good.
Sometimes having no idea is the best thing ever.
Oh, you're not wrong. Trying to bet on the dish lickers and you got the fruit carts. Good on you. $200.
Parkwood James, have you had a win?
Yes, I did. I put $100 on a horse called Spitzel, and I'm an ex-butcher.
Great horse.
Won by two lengths, so
$63,000. And it was like an omen bet.
Yes, it was.
That's the best schnitty on the Gold Coast.
What was the feeling? What was the instant feeling?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. I thought, you know what I did? I bought myself a schnitzel.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You know what, James? With that kind of cash, you can go full palmy, mate.
Yeah.
The sad thing is, that is a great horse, but now it is a schnitzel.
Oh, that's nasty.
No, it is. It was a good horse.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good eating horse.
Julie Rabina, hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
What did you win? Have a brag.
Oh, I need to shout out to Flan first.
Oh, g'day. Hey, young.
Hey, Flan. Welcome to Triple M,
eh? Thank you. Thank you very much, mate.
A couple of years back, I put $20 trifecta on the Melbourne Cup. Never bet a trifecta before in my life. Didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
Picked the three horses. Was really happy that number 23 came in because that's what I wanted. Didn't realise I'd actually won the trifecta. And I got $50,000.
What was the name of the horse that won Prince of Penzance? Because that was the owner here.
Hendo's.
You know what? It was a couple of years ago. So it was. You know what? I can't remember. I was so blown away. I left work, got a bowl of Moet, went home and drank the lot.
Yeah. I bet you did. I reckon it magnum of it.
Might have been that year, the first year that the first female jockey ever won the Melbourne Cup.
Julie, you didn't get too drunk and call your boss and go, "Stuff you, I'm never coming back ever. I'm loaded."
Well, I did it 2 weeks later.
There you go. It lasted a fortnight before you told me to jam it.
Yeah, good.
Cass, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have you had a win? Betting brag?
Yes, I was in a punters club with a very large group of men and they weren't happy that I was a part of it. Anyway,
oh,
it was my turn.
I beg your pardon? Are you kidding? Was this in 1955?
Mm. No, in the rain. Anyway,
okay, that makes sense.
it was my turn to bet, and I was quite nervous. So I had $60, so I Googled box trifecta. So I rang the guy who was to put the bet on. Anyway, got a phone call that day afternoon, and I'd had a win, and he wanted to check my numbers first, of course, which we did, and I won $10,900.
Yes, you did, Cass. Yes,
showed
you
them.
Did.
Yeah. And then did you go to the Punters Club and say, "Hey, I won $900?
Well, they actually, every time I went back down to the same little RSL, they would all buy me drinks, so I was very popular.
They should, Cass.
Well done, Cass. Exactly. We love it. See, box trifectas are the best way to go.
I still don't know what it means.